We can call the meeting to order. It's the Finance Committee regular meeting, February 1. Item number 2 is to consider a finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to Government Code 54953E1C. Marty, do you agree? Is that what we have to do, Amelia? Yes?
I agree.
Are we good, Amelia?
You're perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, we can move on to item 3, comments from the public. Are there any comments now of a general nature? Chats, anything, Amelia?
No chats, no hands raised.
All right. Moving on to item 4, finance monthly updates. I'm assuming this is Paula.
That is correct. Thank you so much, John. So a little bit out of order on the agenda, so I'll follow that. Our recruitment, we are still recruiting for the 2 accounting technician positions for utility billing and accounts payable. We did final interviews yesterday, so it looks like we're going to have some viable candidates to fill these 2 positions hopefully soon. So we're planning on submitting them or sending them an offer letter today, and hopefully they will accept and we'll get those positions filled. Regarding the ERP, I was reached out to Tyler Technologies and have received a request to meet next week. It will be a quick meet and greet with the initial project manager, and we're going to start planning the kickoff for the Tyler Technologies project. We are looking for a retired annuitant project manager, but because we had not had any viable candidates apply, we are going to be issuing an RFP. Actually, the date on this report says January 27th, but it is going to be released today, and we're going to set that out. So hopefully we'll get some good candidates and have a consultant on board by early March, hopefully in time for project kickoff. Regarding the audit, we are still working with Richardson and Company CPAs. We had some staff training that had been completed because all of our accounting staff are brand new, and I don't believe any of them have Great Plains experience. We decided to work with Sheila, our consultant at Great Plains, and schedule some really detailed trainings to give them a better idea of how the system works, the functionality, which would also help us with cleaning up the data moving forward into the new system. And one of the things that we found was that there were significant financial processes that just ended in 2019. And whomever that was doing those processes that stopped it found a workaround, but the workaround it didn't end in the same result. And so one of the major things that we have to clean up is the fixed assets. Without going into too many details, the fixed asset process is a little bit complicated in Great Plains. And the short version of it is that the person who changed it, instead of following the complicated process necessary to depreciate our fixed assets, instead they were just compiling everything into a singular account and then expensing it directly from the reserves. And so this one, lost track of all of our fixed assets, 2, stopped the depreciation process, and they were managing it on an Excel spreadsheet, which obviously isn't effective. And so now we're going to go back and we're going to do 2021 cleanup, get all of the fixed assets corrected into the system, get the depreciation schedule within the system so that we have that for the audit. Other than that, we have everything else has been completed. And Richardson and Company CPAs are working on the CFD and the district's financial audits right now. Fixed assets, they're holding off until we have the information completed in Great Plains and we can provide them with an updated report. That's probably going to be about 2 weeks before we get that information updated into them. But in the meantime, they are working on completing the audit. Also, as Mike mentioned in the improvements committee earlier, He and I are going to get together sometime this week to look at the financial analysis of the Associated Reserves Reserve Study. I'm working on the reserve portion of it with financial impact, and hopefully we'll have that updated reserve policy and the analysis to be presented at a special board meeting within the next 3 to 4 weeks. Any questions?
Yeah, Paula, I was just curious, has anyone taken even a cursory look at the fixed assets, compared them to, for example, that 2014 reserve study that we had? And does anyone have a feeling that we have inside of our system captured all of our fixed assets, or is everything, as you mentioned, hanging out there on that Excel spreadsheet?
So what happened is, yes, we did compare that information. And the only thing that we need to do is update the 2021 fixed assets. Everything has been kept up. What they did was they took everything out of the system and put it on an Excel spreadsheet. The problem with that is that we're not capturing it through the procurement process. And so it's adding an additional layer of manual entry. And if it's not captured during the procurement process, it can be missed. And so there's a lot of things that were missed during 2021 fiscal year that we need to update. As far as the depreciation schedule it goes, prior to that, everything was captured within the system and was accurate. We did also compare to the current fixed assets list that we have from the association reserves. So we're not too far off, but there are some things that we need to include to the list. And it is going to take some time to get us caught up and have an accurate listing and have all of that into the system so that we can send the fixed assets list and the depreciation schedule to the CPAs for the audit.
Yeah, that was my only other question was what, based on this information being in a couple of different places, what is it that the auditor is actually going to accept? Do we know that?
Well, there is a report that comes directly from Great Plains that we can send to them directly. She would like us to complete it. And we do have last year's submission with the Excel spreadsheet. I believe last year she accepted the Excel spreadsheet. I believe it was based on the information that they were given. But now that we have more information, we want to make sure that we're providing them with the most accurate fixed asset listing. So, and that will come from Great Plains.
Okay. Marty, anything?
No.
You might want to put that on a thumb drive and take it home with you or something. It's just 7 million dollar company with their assets booked on a Excel spreadsheet somehow is not making me totally comfortable, but at any rate, we can, I guess, move on if there are no questions or comments.
No hands raised, no chats.
Okay. Item 5, discuss updates to pay arrangements and policy 2020-03, reference the disconnection of residential water service for non-payment. Paula, again, I'm assuming?
Yes, this is also me. So this is just kind of memorializing the discussions that we've had in the last few finance committee meetings and the board meetings as well. The executive order expired December 31st of 2021, and we are now going to start issuing 10-day notices for those customers who have not entered into payment installment agreements with the district to get their accounts current. And so we just really want to urge the community, if you are past due, at the end of February, we will start issuing the 10-day notices. What we're looking at is the 60-day past due. After February 25th, that will consider the December bill, which is actually the November usage owed in December. And then we have the January, which is the 30 days, and then February 25th, which is the 60-day mark. So if the November bill, the November usage is still outstanding February 25th, we're going to start issuing those 10-day notices. So this is, again, just to memorialize this. We have a new updated pay agreement, and we would like residents to contact us immediately to start working on getting those payment installments scheduled. We do require a $50 fee for reconnection if we do shut you off. So just want to reiterate that we are moving forward with this process.
So then it's okay. I'm looking just back through the verbiage here. So we send the 10-day notice, and then they kind of get, if we get ignored or it's not satisfied, then they get 3 more days, and at that point we turn them off, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And yeah, so what I'm reading here is what they're getting in writing, so they completely understand that process?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Marty, or any other comments?
No, I'm good with this.
Okay. Anything further on the item, Paula? Should we move on?
Yes, we can absolutely move on.
Okay. Item 6, board strategic planning and budget workshop.
Paula, are you going to take this, or you want me to walk through it? You're more than welcome to.
I can walk through the budget planning calendar, but as far as the board strategic planning, if you want to take that.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody start one or the other.
Okay, so I'll start with the budget development schedule. So right now, you know, we're a little bit behind. Obviously, we've got a lot of new staff and a lot of things going on here. And you know, we're going to be crunching the budget a little bit tighter than we normally would. But the plan is to mid-February do our budget staff kickoff meeting and start working on our capital improvement projects immediately. Obviously, since we have the reserves, we have a good idea of things that we need to do. I know that Mike and Travis have been working extensively on identifying projects already, so we will have that sooner rather than later. And this calendar just basically outlines the process of what we'll go through. So beginning of March, we'll have the revenue projections and the rate impacts, and then discussion of any cost reductions that we may need to implement based on potential rate increases. The plan for the budget workshop with the board goals, we're looking at late February, and I'll let Tom elaborate a little bit on that later. So the plan to have the March 16th budget draft at that board meeting. We'll have extensive meetings with staff in between the kickoff and that March board date. You know, there's only a month in between that time, so we have a lot of work to do in a very short period, but we want to make sure that we're meeting our Prop 218 requirements. Once we take the draft budget to the board on March 16th, we'll have the approval to mail the Prop 218 notifications as well. March 28th is set to be our date to mail the Prop 28 increase. This gives us enough time if we need to make any changes based on board direction. We can get that sent out to the public in a timely manner. And then we have the 18th board meeting for the proposed budget, and then the June 15th for the budget adoption. So unless there's any changes, we can move forward with that schedule.
Okay.
And then I'll jump in now. As far as the board,
Can I say something super quick? This is a late addition to the packet, and so I have not posted it on the internet yet. I will just as soon as the meeting is over.
Okay, very good. Tom?
And then I'm working with Board President Mabee on the timing and the documentation for doing a workshop to go over the board goals. They don't change a lot here because, you know, it's pretty obvious where we need to focus our district resources and time. There is a little bit going on with development that I want to take some consideration for. And I'm working with Director Mabee on putting that together. And again, I think it's late February. We're going to do, we'll do a public meeting on setting the board goals. So that'll be noticed in enough time and documentation as appropriate.
Okay.
And that gives us time to like make sure that as Paula develops the budget with Michael and Kelly and myself, that we make sure that we can focus our attention to the board goals as we come forward with how we want to spend the funds going into the next year, where we want to focus.
Okay. Anything beyond that at this point? Anything to add, Marty? Anything?
Nope.
Should we move on again? Yes, I guess that's the answer.
Yes.
I don't have any chats. No.
Okay. Franchise item 7, discuss the franchise agreement with Cal Waste.
Well, this is mine. I was hoping to have more information from Cal Waste, but they have put us on notice that they're want to open up the franchise agreement and renegotiate it to address the costs associated with SB 1383 and how they deal with organics for their customer here, Rancho Marietta, our 2,700 homes. And Jack with Cal Waste has given a pretty good presentation a couple times now, and we've been publicizing this in the pipeline. But the bottom line is there's going to be a sticker shock on what happens with what with our trash collection services beginning in July. And it's just in response to voter approved focus on addressing organics, or maybe it was just the legislature or the Senate pushing it forward. So, like I said, I was hoping to have more for this meeting. I don't. So next finance meeting, it'll probably be a pretty significant topic of discussion.
Yeah, it's we've had plenty of notice on this. I don't think that's going to make it go down particularly any better. But if you go up on the county website, they've posted what they forecast to be 5 years of rates. And if we were to parallel them, we would still be pretty much underneath the county charge for doing the same service. Actually, the service we get for the amount of money we pay is actually better than what the county provides. But in that analysis I did when I went through those 10 different districts, we're still the lowest priced. Cal Waste is still the cheapest of all of the different services that are used, whether it be the county or other private services inside those other 9 districts. But it's an unavoidable pass-through expense. There's just no way they can eat this and stay alive. So it is what it is. Anything further on this item?
Not today.
Okay. Amelia, run it back up to the top again.
And I don't have any comments or hands raised.
Okay, fine. I should have asked you that. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Director comments, staff comments first. Any staff comments, Tom, Paula?
I have a couple things I want to let the committee become aware of. We're in the process of initiating the opinion poll that was approved to be cut loose by the board at the last board meeting. And True North is in the process of finalizing who they plan to contact and what their alternatives if the people they contact first aren't available. So I suspect that people will start getting calls in the next week or two. They could be receiving information in the mail. They could be receiving information email. However they do their business about taking these polls, it shall begin any day now. And then I wanted to let the Finance Committee know that as part of my work and keeping track of some of the financial impacts affecting the district and residents of the district, I'm going to be meeting with a gentleman whose company manages municipal bonds. And I want to take a look at the current possibility for the CFD 2014-1 bond to be refinanced while interest rates are still in a favorable position. I believe now is about the time that the bond is eligible to be refinanced. And so I just want to let you two know that that's something that you may be seeing more of in the near future as we move forward with potentially lowering the cost of these bond payments through more favorable interest rates. And I really can't answer many more questions about that because this is something I haven't gotten in so deep technically that I will be over the next couple of weeks. So just giving you a heads up on that.
Okay. I mean, it's not foreign to us. We did some of this with the South years ago. What's the rate on that bond? Do we know?
You know, John Sullivan is on the line. He might know, but I thought it was around 4.5%.
That's pretty close.
Okay. And all right. Well, that'll be interesting to go through that process. Marty, anything?
In our last finance committee meeting, Tom was suggesting that we need to do an update on the water master plan. Where are we at on that?
We're still waiting. We want to do an update on the plan with Mattis and Associates, or Lisa Mattis, whomever her company is, and we're waiting for her to get back to us with her proposal. The last time this was run was about 5 years ago, and we just want to refresh the numbers. We're not going to do a full-blown plan. We're going to begin by giving Lisa the last 4, 5, 6 years worth of usage. And then she can put them into her spreadsheets that she created the last time, and also take into some more current assumptions with, given the global warming issues and the conservation that people are naturally, managing how much water they use in general, and seeing where we're at with that. But again, we're waiting to hear back from her. She's been busy. So that's the status.
All right. Anything further? Any hands or comments, Amelia?
Actually, John, if I could just add one last thing. I did want to update the Finance Committee that we have a grant opportunity with the Cal Recycle regarding the solid waste organics law that just went into effect January 1. So they reached out to us because we are a special district and because we do have a franchise agreement with Cal Waste. We are eligible to apply for these. It was very short notice. I got the email yesterday. It's due today. So I just wanted to update the committee that I will be focusing my time today to get this grant request in, and hopefully at the bare minimum, we should be receiving $20,000. And this funding will help offset some of the cost that that we will be spending to do educational and outreach and public meetings and things of the sort to help the residents transition from the current way of sorting to the new way of sorting their organics. So I just wanted to update you on that as well.
Paula, I'm super sorry, but I didn't hear who's offering the grant.
It's Cal Recycle.
Oh, it's Cal Recycle.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you so much.
So is Cal Recycle not to be confused with Cal Waste, or is it one and the same, or what?
Cal Recycle is a state board.
Okay.
Yeah. It's part of the Department of Resources, Recycling, and Recovery.
Okay. So essentially it's a grant that to cover administrative and startup costs for this new implementation. Is that what they're getting at?
Yes.
Okay. I had one question just in general. How are we doing on invoicing and customer billing? Are we getting through that now?
With you, regards to utility billing?
Yes. I mean,
yes. We are getting through. We just did our last utility billing last week. I believe the email bills were sent out yesterday. We are still transitioning the workload from our project manager in Portland to our office. Jennifer Yee, our accounting manager, has taken on that role, and she's doing quite well, picking it up very quickly. There's still some things that we, some little bugs we can work out on our end, but yes, we are transitioning it, and it's going quite well.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Anything further? Then we should move to item 9, which is adjournment. And thanks everybody for being here. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Good day. Bye.